Hello and welcome to Craze World. My name is Craze. Thank you for joining me. This podcast is going to be raw and uncensored. We're going to talk about love, real life stories, and more. So stay tuned, live life, love life, learn life, and say that twice. Hello, welcome back. This podcast is going to be about love. Love is a very funny thing. Love is crazy. Love will let you do some crazy things. I am utterly in love with somebody. Like, I don't know if you've ever met someone and from the jump, from the first day of meeting, you just felt this deep connection, this deep-rooted connection, and it's unexplainable, but you just feel like you know this person, you know, like you know them in another life or something. Well, that's how I feel about my current girlfriend. I'm gonna give you guys a backstory. We met, surprisingly, on a dating app, a dating website. Now this date, we met so long ago that this dating website is not even able to be downloaded anymore. I don't know if some people know about it. It's called Brenda. So when me and her met, Brenda was popping. Like, it was so popping, like how POF is popping or how Tinder is popping right now. That was Brenda. Brenda was popping as shit. You wanted to hook up. You wanted to meet girls or whatever. Brenda was the place to go. So, yeah, I was on Brenda. And me being on Brenda, I was just looking for girls to have sex with. That's the honest truth. I'm not going to lie about it. That's what I was there for, you know. I met a couple of girls there. Out of the couple of girls that I've met, only two of them I actually made my girlfriend. And one cheated on me for weed. That's a whole nother story to get into. And the other one, she was crazy. Let's just put it like that. She was crazy. And ain't nothing wrong with being crazy, because I'm crazy myself. But how crazy did not mesh well with my crazy. So, yeah, that didn't last too long. That was short-lived. So, back to this story. So, we met on Brenda. Now, I am a femme. And I was always attracted to femmes. I was never attracted to studs or dykes. I really don't like using that word, but some people use that to categorize. So I wasn't attracted to studs or dykes or even butch women. It was all about feminine. The more feminine you were, the more attracted I was to you. So I was on Brenda, scrolling like I normally do. I just finished with one of my conquests, and I was bored. About a week past, I was bored. So I was scrolling. And while I was scrolling, this girl popped up, who was a stud, and she looked like so good. It was ridiculous. Like, I never felt so much attraction to a stud. It was ridiculous. It didn't make any sense. And I'm over here thinking, like, why am I feeling so much attraction to this girl, you know? So I requested her friendship. She accepted it, and I started looking through her pictures, you know. And each picture I was looking through, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then for a moment, I had to reflect, like, why am I so attracted to her right now? Like, what is going on, you know? I was confused. Like, it didn't make any sense. So while I'm trying to reflect and understand why am I feeling this way, I wanted to hit her up, but I was so scared. Now, being on Brenda, I was never scared. What? You look cute to me. I was hitting you up like, hey, cutie, or hey, how you doing? Or I would pick something in your pictures like, oh, you got a beautiful smile. Something, you know? Psh, I was ready. But with her, I clicked on the icon to message her, and it's like I couldn't do it. So I didn't do it the first day, right? Second day came around, I'm still looking at her picture, still trying to understand why am I so attracted to her. Same thing happened on the second day. I could not message her. Third day came around, I was like, listen, craze. You are gonna message this girl. You're gonna do it, and that's that, right? Like, that's it. You message her, I don't want it, that's it. So I messaged her, and I never forget, I just simply wrote, hey. Hey, with a period mark, right? And I sent it, and then I threw my phone across the room because I was so scared to see her reply. Like, I was so scared. It was crazy. So a couple minutes pass, you know, and I'm sitting on my bed freaking out. And, you know, my phone's across the room. So a couple minutes go by and I hear a bing, you know. You know, normally when I hear my bing from Brenda, my phone is next to me and I'm ready to see what the girl wrote me back. So I heard the bing across my room and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she replied. Oh my gosh, she replied, right? I go to get my phone. It wasn't her. It wasn't her. It was another female that I had hit up like yet the day before. I was like, man, you know, a little disappointed. So I put my phone back, left it alone, whatever. Left my room, you know. Was in the kitchen doing something, went to the living room watching TV. Like, I was trying to distract myself so much. So after maybe 2-3 hours of distracting myself, I was like, you know what, whatever. She doesn't reply. I don't really care, whatever, you know. And then I went back to my room, picked up my phone. Lo and behold, she had replied an hour ago. Like, a whole hour ago, when I was too busy being a punk that I didn't know. Whatever. So I opened the message and she just wrote back, what's up? And I'm looking at the message like, really? It took you 2 hours to write what's up? Like, are you kidding me? You know? So I don't really remember the context of the conversation after that. I just remember that part, the hey, the what's up, because I thought it was so funny. But I do know that we had a great conversation, and it ended up leading up to her giving me her number. Or was it, did I give her my number? I don't know. Somebody gave somebody their number. At the end of the day, somebody had the other person's number. So, but I really feel like she gave me her number, because if I'm remembering the story correctly, she was being so stubborn. I don't remember, but I remember her being so stubborn, telling me that I can call her, that I can call her. So maybe she did give me her number. So she gave me her number, and we were going back and forth. She was like, you can call me, you can call me. Now, this was after the second day of us talking. Like, yeah, we talked the first day, pretty cool and chill. And then the second day, I hit her up saying good morning. Still on the app. And then that's when we exchanged numbers. So now I had her number to text her. So we were texting. Now we were no longer on the app. And she was going back and forth like, you can call me, you can call me, you can call me, you can call me. So then I was like, you know what, whatever. You're being stubborn, whatever. I ended up calling her. Her voice was not what I expected, because she looked so hard. Like, and when I say hard, like, she looked like a guy. Like, you would never know that she was a girl. Like, you'd have to take a double look. So when we got on the phone, her voice was so soft. It was so cute. It was kind of squeaky. And that's the kind of voice that I love. Like, when a girl's voice is on some, like, whiny, like, baby, like, oh my God, what? That melts my heart. Yeah, her voice was so, oh my God, her voice was not what I expected. She was like, hello. I was like, I'm gonna change her name. I was like, I don't even know what name. I don't even know what name. You know what? Forget, I'm just gonna call her name. I was like, is this Jim? And she was like, yeah, hello. So we were talking on the phone, right? And we were talking for a while, like a good couple of hours. I mean, like 6, 7 hours. We were like, it's on the phone straight. So, oh God, this story's crazy. So while we were on the phone, it got late. It was like maybe 9, 10 o'clock now. And we're still talking and stuff. And then the conversation, the context of the conversation turned very sexual. And she was like, we should have phone sex. And I told her, I was like, I really don't know how to have phone sex. Like, I'm really bad at it, you know? And it's up to this day, I'm still bad at phone sex. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I can't do it. I would suck at a long distance relationship. Like, oh my God. But yeah, she was like, oh, let's have phone sex. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. And then she was like, oh, come on, everybody knows how to have phone sex. And I'm like, well, I'm telling you, I don't know how to have it. So we actually tried to do it, and I was, of course, horrible because I already know. And then she was just like, oh my God, and she started laughing. So then she's like, I'm gonna show you how to do it. So she started, like, oh my God, going in. Like, it got to the point where it was just like, oh my gosh, she's so good. Like, I wasn't even getting turned on. It was just like, oh my God, she is so good, you know? So that happened, and after that was done, it was just like, oh my God. And then I started laughing, and she's like, why are you laughing at me? And I'm like, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because that was really good. And she was like, oh my God, are you pretending? And I'm like, no. So yeah, that happened. So fast forward, we end up talking. We end up keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. So about a month passed, and I was actually in the city. I was in the city, and I was doing a class at the point at that point because I have my own business. And by the way, I'm gonna do a little promo for my business, Kissed Organics. It's a natural beauty business. Do natural scrubs and natural body butters, things of that sort. But yeah, I was in the city because I had to do a business class. And I wasn't too far from her. And I hit her up and I was just like, oh, you know something funny? She was like, what? I'm like, I'm close by you. She was like, really? I was like, yeah. So I was like, you want to meet up? She was like, sure. So we met up, and it was so crazy because she wanted me to meet her at a CVS, right? And I know the whole thing, you're supposed to meet people in a public place with a lot of people around you, blah blah blah. But it was early. It was like 12 in the afternoon. There was people walking by, so it wasn't that serious. So I stood outside the CVS. And we were on the phone, like talking, not texting. And she was like, she's coming up the block. So I peeked my head from around the corner and I saw her walking up the block, and my heart went into full throttle, like beating crazy. It didn't make any sense. So I saw her and I quickly pulled my head back, like, oh my God, oh my God, she's coming. Now, mind you, we talked for like a whole month, like talking on the phone, texting, even video chatting. Like, we literally talked like every single day, like for hours. I knew her schedule like the back of my hand. She knew my schedule like the back of her hand. She knew when to call me, when to text me, all that stuff. Like, we literally talked every day. So it was so crazy that I was so nervous to see her, but I guess it was different because it was in person, you know? So I remember I was in these green pants with my favorite green combat boots. I had on a t-shirt, And I had like on a little cardigan or something like that, like a little vest type of thing. And I remember she had this t-shirt, this white t-shirt with the Mario mushroom on it. I don't know if you guys remember the Mario mushroom, but she had on a white t-shirt with the Mario mushroom. And she had on a pair of jeans and some sneakers. And she had her glasses. Yeah, she wore glasses. And she was just so cute. It was ridiculous. So when she came around the corner, I realized how tall she was. Because I'm 4'11", 5 feet on a good day. And she's like 5'7". So when she turned the corner, I was actually short that day. I was 4'11 that day. So when she turned the corner, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's so tall. She's so tall. Now, I've had like some tall femmes. They weren't extremely tall. Like the tallest I would ever date was 5'1". You know, so she was tall. I was like, oh my God, she's tall. So, yeah, it was kind of awkward, kind of, when we first met, but it wasn't, like, extremely awkward. Like, after the first couple of minutes, it was, like, whatever, like, we're old friends, you know? So, we were walking, we ended up going to Central Park. So we was in Central Park. It was, like, it was a sunny day, and I was kind of hot, so I kind of took off my little vest thing, and she was like, oh, you got some big old bitties. And I just looked at her like, girl, first of all, don't be looking at my bitties. Don't do that, you know? But, yeah, so she said that. And then she kind of turned her head to look at the back of me. She was like, but you ain't got no. I was like, stop it. Don't even talk about that, all right? She's like, you got a lot of hips, though. I was like, first of all, why are you looking at me up and down? Look at my face, you know? She was like, I'm just saying. And she did, like, this little cute smile. Even up to today, she still does that cute smile. And it makes my heart beat so fast. It's crazy. But, yeah, so we were in Central Park. All that happened. And then we end up finding a rock to sit on. So we're sitting on a rock. And we're, like, talking and whatever. And back then, that's what I'm saying, this is so old. Back then, Vine, there was an app. There was, like, a social media app called Vine where you could make, like, short videos and stuff. That thing was popping. We met in 2012. I forgot to give you guys the date, the year. We met in 2012 on June 28th. Oh, I have to backtrack. I really missed that. I'm sorry, guys. We met. I hit her up when she finally answered me. It was June 28th, 2012, because my birthday... Not June, I'm sorry. July 28th, 2012. My birthday is July 31st. And I remember because I got hit by a car. Like, I got in a really bad car accident on July 30th. And I couldn't do nothing for my birthday. And I was on the phone with her. And we were talking. And I told her about the accident. And then the next day, August 1st. When we were talking, I told her that I got into a really bad car accident because she was like, what did you do for your birthday, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I didn't do anything because I got hit by a car, this and that. She was like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? I could have came through. So that's what happened. So we met July 28th, 2012. So back to Central Park. So there was this app called Vine that was really popping back then. And there was this Russian guy who was like known to be on Vine. Like he was just like Vine famous. So, we was in Central Park talking on the rock, and then he came up to us, and he was like, oh, you guys are cute, do you want to be in my Vine? And we were like, sure, what, we're about to be Vine famous, yes, you know? So, we were in his Vine. It was a silly Vine, but we were in there, and, yeah, so after that situation, the Vine situation, we ended up just walking throughout Central Park, talking, you know, and, you know, feeling each other's vibration. So then it got maybe 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. We were walking back out and, you know, I figured I was going to go home. And she was like, no, just come to my house. You know, I live close by. So we went to her house. I actually met her mother. First day of us meeting, I met her mother. We were talking. We were in her room. We were drinking, listening to music, you know, all that good stuff. We ended up kissing. That was pretty nice. Like, I really liked that, you know, and I kissed her. There was butterflies in my stomach. And up to this day, I still get butterflies when we kiss. It's crazy. She can still make my heart beat fast. She can still give me butterflies. Yeah, so we kissed. And then I don't know how, I don't know what happened, but I ended up looking through her phone. And I saw this girl that I actually met off of Brenda that I was actually speaking to at the time. Yeah, like I used to talk to different girls at the time. So while I was talking to Jim, I was talking to this girl. I don't remember her name, but let's call her Emily. I was talking to Emily. I was talking to Jim. And I was like, yo, I know this girl. I'm talking to her right now. And she was like, get out of here. I'm talking to her right now. It was so crazy. But I was like, yo, she's a stud. Because in her phone, she had a whole bunch of, like, feminine pictures. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. Because she's a stud or whatever for me. And more like a STEM, maybe. So she was like, let me see. So she was like, oh, my God. So it got to the point where we were like, yo, what the, you know, like, what's good with her? So, we had this plan concocted that we were going to tell her to meet us this way, and I was going to tell her to meet me somewhere. Long story short, she didn't end up meeting us at the location because, she, of course, she's a liar. She was telling me that, oh, babe, I'm on my way, I'm coming, and then she told Jim, like, babe, I'm, like, literally 5 minutes away, I'm in a taxi, all this stuff, right? We went to the train station, and she was not there. We stood there for, like, maybe 30, 45 minutes. As our whole plan was to roll up on her, like, yo. Because she told each of us that we're only, she's only talking to us. So we was going to roll up on her and be like, yo, you are a liar, X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, that whole thing. Shorty never turned up. So we went back to her, Jim's house, and Jim ended up calling her, like, babe, where you at? Da, 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 da. So she was just like, oh, babe, my phone fell in a puddle, and it's going crazy, and now I have to go to the mobile store. So I get on the phone, like, you're a liar. This is, you know, this is crazy. Why this? Why that? And she ended up flipping the whole situation. Whole situation, calling me a whore, a hoe. It was crazy. But yeah, so after that situation happened, we ended up just going back to us talking, laughing, you know, watching TV. Now it's like 10 o'clock at night, and her mom came in the room, and she was like, oh, I hope, you know, your company's not sleeping over. And she was like, no, mom, you know, it's not happening. So then I ended up sleeping over after her mom left. She asked me to sleep over, and I said, sure. So, got in the shower, not together, separate. Got in the shower, and then after that, you know, we got in the bed to go to sleep. She started cuddling with me. Now, before I get into that part of the story, I was dating a girl named Janelle. Like, she was actually my girlfriend. We were friends at first, and then she became my girlfriend. But me and her was going through rocky times, which is why I was on Brenda, talking to Emily, talking to Jim. So back to the bedroom. So we're laying on the bed now, cuddling. And at first my back was facing her, so we were like in the spooning position. And then I turned over, so now our faces are next to each other. I'm shorter than her, so I have to look up. So we're laying down like that, and then all of a sudden she kisses me, right? So she kisses me twice. I kiss her once, then I pull back, And I'm like, I have a girlfriend. And she goes, oh, my bad, right? And then it kind of got awkward because she kind of turned over. Now she, you know, her back's to me. And I'm like, okay. And I kind of just lay there for a while. And I'm like, so we can't cuddle anymore? Like, friends can't cuddle? And then she was like, yeah, friends can cuddle. And then she turned back over. And now I'm still facing her. And we wrap our legs around each other. And we fall asleep like that. So next morning, got to get out the house before her mom comes back. Because remember, I wasn't supposed to be sleeping over. So she woke me up early, like 7 o'clock in the morning. Because her mom was getting back home at 9 or 10. So I had to be out the house. So she ended up walking to the train. And we just hugged. And I went home. So once I got home, maybe a couple hours passed, I hit her up. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? And she hit me back up like, oh, are we still friends? And I'm like, why wouldn't we be still friends? And she was like, oh, because I kissed you and you kind of turned me down and da da da. And I'm like, girl, we're still friends, you know? So for a whole year, we were just messing around with each other. Like, she had whoever she had. And I actually stopped talking to every girl that I had. Broke up with Janelle. And my whole focus was just on her. And I know that sounds crazy because it's like, girl, she was doing her. She had how many girls? Whatever. Why did you drop everybody? And honestly, I dropped everybody because I already felt that I loved her. You know? So, yeah, just I didn't feel the need to talk to anybody else. And it's like, I was always a cheater. Like, no matter what relationship I was in, I was always cheating. Like, it's freaking cheating on Janelle, you know? So every relationship I've ever been in, I cheated on the person. And this relationship, even up to now, we're still together. I've never cheated on her. And we've been together for 5 years and 6 months now. I've never cheated on her. And I don't plan on to. There's nobody out there for me. Nobody that I'm interested in cheating on her with. But anyway, so we were messing around for a whole year. She had whoever she had. I was just doing me. Not doing me, sorry. Then it got to the point where I became jealous. And I was just like, you know, I want us. I want this to be exclusive. I'm tired of just messing around. So one day, she called me over. She's going to a party. And we didn't have sex yet. We just did a little, like, you know, messing around. Like, kissing, touching each other, you know, just little fondling. That's it. We didn't have full-blown sex yet. So one day she called me over because she was going to a party. And she was like, she feels very horny, but she doesn't want to end up sleeping with somebody at the party. So she told me to come over. Now, at that time, I lived in Brooklyn and she lived in Manhattan. I got over here so fast. It was crazy. So when I got here, she just kind of wanted to get into it. Like, there was no, like, foreplay. She had to go to the party. So, ended up, you know, going on my knees and giving her head. And don't judge me. Yes, I didn't know her. Yes, she was doing whatever. Yes, there was no protection. Okay, yada, yada, yada. I got it. Oh, I did it. Okay? I did it. Whatever. I did it. You know? So that happened, and she was just like, oh my god, that was so good, you know, blah blah blah, hyping me up. I ended up leaving. So after that situation happened, then we started, you know, having sex regularly. So now we're in a whole year, right? So within that year, this is like maybe 6 months in now, all this has happened, right? So then 6 months in, I hit her with the whole, I'm tired of this, I want this to be exclusive, official, right? She started calling me her girl, but, like, she never really asked me out. So when she would introduce me to people, she'd be like, yeah, this is my girl. But, you know, I feel like she was just doing that to appease me at the time. All right, now it's 7 months in. She meets this other girl. Because remember, she's still doing her on Brenda, whatever. She meets this girl who's a stud. Now, she was always interested in finding out what it would be like to be with a stud. So, of course, she put me on the back burner. And she was with that girl. And I told her, like, I can't do this. So, after that, now we're 7 months in. After that, it was just like, I couldn't deal with it, but I kind of kept dealing with it until the year ended. After the year ended, I was like, I can't do this, you know, forget about you. We didn't talk for 6 whole months when that happened. When she actually hit me back up. When she hit me up, I was in the hospital because I suffered from epilepsy. So I had a really bad seizure and I was in the hospital. So when she hit me up, I was like, oh, hey, what's up? I was so happy. I was like, oh, hey, what's up? How you doing, you know? And, you know, we caught up, like, we never stopped talking. And she's like, where are you? Or, like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I'm in the hospital right now. She was like, oh, my God, for what? Now, she didn't know that I suffered from epilepsy. And so that day she found out. And she was just like, oh, let me come see you, you know? And I was like, you can come, but I'm actually getting out tomorrow. I had already spent 4 days in the hospital, so they were discharging me the next day. So she was like, okay, well, I want to see you. So after I got out the hospital, she ended up coming to my house. That was the first time she came to my house ever. So she came to my house and we were talking, laughing. And then we ended up having sex again. Now, when we had sex for that first year, she never gave me head. You know, it was more of fingers and her strap. So, when she came to my house, then after I had my seizure, she ended up giving me head. She said that she wanted to taste me for the first time. So that happened and that was amazing. But yeah, so we started kicking it again, you know, and she kind of slowed down with the girls that she had, but you know, she was still talking here and there. So we was kicking it, and then I started getting closer to her family, you know. She had me sleeping over more often. She always wanted me in her company. So around, I'm going to say she hit me up around, she hit me up maybe around May-ish, going into June, because I remember it was nice, but it was still kind of hot. So, yeah, she hit me around May-ish, June-ish, right? So, you know, we started kicking it for, say, May-ish, June-ish, July, right? I asked her out July 6th because July 4th, we had went to her brother's house for a barbecue. And we ended up leaving, and we ended up walking around talking. And we both expressed our feelings to each other. And she just told me that she's scared to ask me out. So I took it upon myself. After her brother's barbecue, came back to her house, slept over for 2 days. On July 6th, I asked her out. Now, this is July 6th, 2013. So I asked her out. And she, you know, I was like, will you be my girlfriend? She's like, no. And I just looked at her. I was so shocked. Like, girl, what? Weren't we just, oh my God, weren't we just talking about our feelings, you know? So, I was confused as hell, like, I don't understand. But, she was, like, asking me again, like, she was laughing, like, ask me again. And I just looked at her, like, girl, if you say no again, that's it, I'm never asking you back out. So then, she, I said it again, like, will you go out with me? And she was like, yes. So we started going out July 6, 2013. So yeah, I'm gonna end the podcast here. There will be a part two, of course, because like I said, we've been together for 5 years and 6 months, and that's a lot of history. So we will pick this back up next week, or I might give you guys a couple of days, but there will definitely be a part two. So I just want to say thank you guys for listening. I really hope you like this story. It's going to be a crazy story. And I just really hope you guys will join me on this journey. Join me on this podcast and enjoy this podcast. So I'm going to end this podcast here. And like I always say, live life, love life, and learn life. And you better say that twice. All right, you guys. I will see you. Bye.